Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
It was going to be real close, real close with Colleen over the weekend. She initially called us and said that she was covering for her brother. Brother was making some payments to the company, didn't have the cash.
And she held on to this for 6 weeks. Like, her brother, they had it was a small office, what, of 6 people or something? Very intimate office. And they had contracted her brother to do some work, and he didn't cover the cost. So he didn't give them the money that was owed to them. And so the company's president or CEO, or I'm not sure what the position is, decided to use that money to give bonuses to all the employees. But the sister knew that that money wasn't there. And she held on to this for 6 weeks. And when we talked to her on Friday, she's going to try to cover the money because they all expected their bonuses on Friday night.
And they already cut the checks.
Yeah.
Remember she told us that? She had to cut the checks on Thursday and give them to her boss Thursday night.
And she wasn't supposed to get that loan check until today, but the bonuses were going out on Friday.
So we were talking about the floating of the checks, where even if they went into the bank on Saturday, the check wouldn't clear until tonight.
So at least on Friday night, everybody would have been happy because they got their checks. But perhaps if they go to the bank today and they're not cleared, that's when it's all going down.
Well, it would take a couple of days for a big check like that to clear, so she had a little time to buy. But then I thought about it this way. If she gets a big check to put in the bank, that check's going to take a couple of days to clear. If they put theirs in on Saturday and she puts hers in today and it doesn't clear before everyone's on Saturdays.
But I'd say from someone who used to be broke, if she gets it in before 2 o'clock today, it should all clear at the same time.
Weren't you so broke that one day you showed up and like all the stuff was out?
It was on my front lawn. Yes. And all my friends who were passing by thought it was a yard sale.
Like your landlord took everything out of the house and put it on the front lawn.
Yes. The marshal came over and kicked my stuff out.
Didn't the marshal take your stuff?
And the marshal took DeKalb County. Marshal took my stuff. So
see, that's why we all need DVRs of our life, because I would buy the on-demand for that.
Oh, my God.
And watch you get kicked out of your apartment.
Well, the beauty of it is it starts from the phone. I know we're going, but it'll make our caller feel maybe a little better. if the phone call from my neighbor here at work and then me leaving early to go home to find all my stuff on the lawn, to gather my animals who were running around, put them in my car, and then go out and see the DeKalb County marshal with all my stuff in his squad car. drive off, and then me do an internal investigation at DeKalb County to find, oh, well, we don't even know which marshal was there, so we can't do any whatever.
Oh, they covered for the marshal.
Yes. Yeah, well, we're past the, you know, I can't do anything
past
about it.
Past the statute of limitations
past
or whatever.
Past the statute of limitations, but yeah, DeKalb County.
Years ago.
Yeah, and I have never lived there since. But yeah, that
just
that
out
happened.
Of curiosity, what did the coworkers say when they called
you? So when I left work early, by the way, it was a neighbor that called and said, you probably should get here because they're putting your stuff out on the lawn. And so then I go and I get my stuff out on the lawn. I'm standing there, and then it was lunchtime, so some coworkers happened to be passing by and saw me and thought I was having a yard sale. So that's when they pulled up to say, and I said, the only words I had to say were, it's not a yard sale. And they said, oh, okay, well, we'll see you later.
Gotta go.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh,
I didn't know what to do.
No.
So I passed by.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So just to let you know, I know a little bit about banks. And so if they deposited their check on Saturday, it's not going to go through till midnight tonight. And if she gets her check in before 2 o'clock, it won't clear to midnight tonight. So everything's good.
Did you get all that, Colleen?
Woo!
I got all that.
And if you want anything at Melissa's house, she's having a yard sale.
I know, apparently.
Yeah, it's so not a yard sale.
What did you do on Friday after the show here? What did you go? You must have ran right to the bank.
Well, I ran right to the bank, but the paperwork were signing that we signed everything, but they weren't getting us the check until today.
Right.
Okay.
So, let's just say it was like the longest day of my life.
So how'd the party go?
Yeah.
Yes.
The party, you guys are not going to believe what happened.
Okay.
Okay.
What happened?
He forgot the checks.
What?
Booyah. He forgot the bonus checks?
He forgot the checks.
He left them at home?
He forgot the checks. I know. It's like, I don't know. I feel like the luckiest person in the entire world.
One of our listeners might have nailed this last week, because I know if you're the boss and you've got such an amazing gift for everybody in the office, you're so excited to present it to them and see everybody's face, and you don't forget a check like that for the office. I think he may be, like, he may know what's going on.
But did he tell everybody?
He told everybody at the party, like, I've got this huge surprise for you, and he told everybody about the $3,000 checks that everybody was going to be getting. He was even willing to leave the party to go get the checks, and everyone's like, no, 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 it's okay. You know, it's Friday night.
Wow.
Not going to need it anyway, you know, until... And so he's like, all right, well, it'll be in your mailboxes on Monday morning.
So
you bought yourself even more time.
Wow.
I bought myself even more time. Like, I could not... I just...
Wow.
So when is the money?
I don't know what I would have done without you guys and the advice that I was given.
You would have gone to jail.
I truly didn't know what to do.
You owe us.
I had one phone call.
That's what we do.
So what? So you're going to get the money today. Then how long is it going to take the money to go from your account that you got the loan through to the account that the company has, that so the check's clear?
They're at the same bank.
So you just take it, you go to the bank, pick up the check, and then just deposit it.
Right. And since, you know, somebody goes in to cash their check today or whatever, like, it's not like, because of the significant amount of the check, it's not like they're going to necessarily, they're going to be able to check to see if the funds are there, because it's all being done at the same bank.
It's their money.
Yeah.
I just feel this huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
This
and
is the...
I learned an important lesson throughout this whole process.
It's not done yet,
though. Yeah, I was going to say, this isn't over, though, right?
I feel like it is, because, I mean, you're right. There's still a few hours left, but I don't know. I feel good about the whole thing, and when that happened on Friday night, I should have seen the look on my face.
Now all you have to do is get 15 grand from your brother. That's it.
Well... Yeah, that's a whole other issue. You're right.
Yeah, that'll set you guys apart right there. Have you had a talk with him over the last couple of days about all this?
Well, I had to co-sign on the loan at the bank for him, so you know, we've met at the bank, but other than that, and you know, it's not really. It's definitely put a strain on the relationship. We're very close, and so this, you know, he feels awful about it, but. You know, it's business, and I'm not going to be afraid to do what I need to do to get him to pay the money, because it's not fair.
Yeah, and you have to, or you're going to jail, and he's going to jail. Hey, Sherry, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Good, thank you.
I just wanted to say I agree with you, Burt, with what you said about the boss, that it's too important for him. That he wouldn't forget the checks. I think he's setting her up.
Yeah, I just don't. I mean, look, you guys, when we're doing our Christmas thing, right? And you guys have your presents, and it's the day for us all to exchange. You know how excited you get, like,
exactly.
When you're going to see my face when you give me the present.
Yeah.
If you're the boss and you've got a $3,000 bonus check, and you know all six or seven employees are going to be so stoked by you giving them this bonus, you don't forget that. That's like the center of the party for you.
With us and the interns, there's seven people in this room, which is more than her office. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he still told them all about it. Like, I think you're overthinking it. I think he still had the magic of telling them and making the announcement and then saying, but the bad part is I left my checks in my briefcase, which is at home. I'm willing to, if you guys want them, if anybody needs them tomorrow, I'll go get them. And then, you know, everybody goes, no, no, no. You know, like, you kind of lose the magic of, okay, everybody open your envelope at the same time, but you still get to see their face when you tell them they're giving $3,000 when they thought they were getting nothing.
Hey, Stacey, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning. I was just calling to tell Colleen, I don't want to burst her bubble or anything, but if her boss, I work at a bank, mm-hmm. if her boss gives the checks this morning, and let's just say someone goes on their lunch break to cash the check, because mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you would be surprised how much people cash checks for that amount of money. Mm-hmm. They walk around with money like crazy. Anyway, if they go to cash the check, that check's not going to be good till tomorrow morning. So what's keeping anybody from going on their lunch break to cash that check, and then they're going to be told, I'm sorry, the funds are not available for this check.
But if she takes that deposit in there before mm-hmm. that deadline, then it would clear, correct?
It won't clear, because if she gets it there before 2 o'clock, uh-huh. right. it will post tonight and be available tomorrow morning.
Right.
It's not going in as cash. Unless it's a cash deposit, it's not going to be available until tomorrow morning.
But it's from this. It's a loan from the same bank, so...
Then she needs to ask them to please make it a cash transfer deposit.
What you're saying, I see what you're saying. Instead of them depositing the check at lunch, mm-hmm. you're saying if they cash it. Gotcha.
Right, because a lot of people I'm seeing, they're getting these bonuses, and they're coming to the bank, and they're cashing them. And my first thought is, I can't believe how much money people walk around with.
I bet.
Gotcha. Okay. That's true. I didn't think about them going and wanting the cash immediately. I always thought about just them depositing it.
My wife handles 100% of the financing in our house, so I feel so left out of this conversation. Mm-hmm. I have zero idea what y'all are talking about. Mm-hmm. I've been in a supermarket way more than I've been in the bank.
Bert,
and that's not very much.
And that's not very much either.
Not very much.
All right, well, Bert, a check is a piece of paper. It's about the size of a dollar bill, and you can write an amount
you can
on
fill
it.
Out
I wrote one
a
back
check,
in college,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, I had some in college. Hey, Francis, good morning. You're on Q100.
She's going down, Bert.
Oh, boy.
She's going down. And that weight that she feels lifted, her name is Lisa. She's going to be her new roommate in jail.
Oh, we missed the punchline on that. Yeah. Your phone went out.
She said she feels like a huge weight was lifted. The huge weight that was lifted, Bertha, and she's going to be her new girlfriend in jail.
Bertha, it's like you're editing yourself.
Why do you think she's going down? Yeah. What's flawed in her plan?
I think he knows about her. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about a company with 6 people. Mm-hmm. They know things. And if he doesn't know about her now, he'll find out later. Where does this huge deposit come from? They've got to rectify books at some time.
Well, she handles the books too, right?
Say that again.
The deposit is the deposit is from her brother. Like that, he.
I know, but wasn't he supposed to be paying on it the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how did that? It hasn't been payments all along. It's like one huge payment.
Right.
So, what difference does it make if it's my company? As long as the money comes in.
You got a company that's intimate with 6 people, and he's kind of feel betrayed. And I'm going to go now because my kid's going to start crying. That's just going to irritate everybody.
Okay, we don't.
I understand what you're saying about it looking weird on the books. But if one of y'all owed me $15,000, I don't care if you pay me, if your cousin paid me, mm-hmm. if, right. you know, you sold your car and gave me that money, as long as I got it at mm-hmm. the end of the day. So I think if she sat down with, I think once this is said and done, she could sit down with her boss and go, hey, I've just got to give you a heads up.
No.
I don't think she can do
that. In case it looks, just so you know.
And based on that conversation, I want to meet a skinny Bertha. You know, because Bertha always is, because she said a huge weight lift is going to be Bertha, is your roommate in jail.
Right.
Oh, like, is there a skinny Bertha?
Are you referring to Bertha?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Colleen, let's catch back up with you over the next couple of days and find out if this all went well for you, okay?
Okay, now the girl at the bank's got me nervous, but...
You're totally fine.
I appreciate it, and I'll let you guys know what happens.
Okay, yeah, you're not 100% in the clear yet, but we'll talk to you over the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you again.
Okay,
good luck.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
See
bye.
You.
The Bert Show. The Bert Show.
I think most parents go through this. If you have kids, and some of the kids of some of your friends get paid for good grades, mm-hmm. it puts pressure on you as a parent to right. start paying your kids off.
Right.
Yeah.
And it actually came from when I was a kid. I had friends, well, not friends, I knew guys that got paid. And I thought, like, man, y'all just rich guys, spoiled, blah, blah, blah. You know, you're not learning the value of education. You know, I thought like that because that's what I learned from my mom and dad. Mm-hmm. But as I grew older, and the same thing, Melissa, you mentioned something about brain freeze. Anyway, but I had a, when I was younger, I used to think that I would never do that. You mentioned something about leashes. having your children.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
And that's something I would never do. Now, I won't do it now, but I understand that.
I know, right?
I understand.
Now you get it. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Same thing about getting paid. I used to think that I would never do that. I mean, you don't get paid if you get good grades. That's expected. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm older and I have children, I see the payoff. I see the twinkle. I see the worth. Mm-hmm. Now, according to the level of maturity, definitely. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't give my 8-year-old $50 for getting good grades, but I would give her $1. Mm-hmm. You know, just to kind of show her a work ethic.
Is $1 a big deal to her? Like, would she be like, I got $1 from daddy? Yeah.
And I make sure they understand the value, you know, of, I'm trying to teach the value of money, first of all. And I'm trying to teach that if you work hard, you could get some sort of payoff that means something to you.
See, I like that, that line of thinking. I just don't like when it comes to school. Because they're never going to get paid to go to school unless you are a quarterback for Tennessee.
Right.
But for the rest, are probably not going to get paid to go to school.
Throws in there. See that?
But you know what I'm saying?
Like, Kiffin says he don't know nothing about that. Right.
They're not going to get paid in any time of their life for doing hard work in school. Maybe at the end of the day when they graduate.
Right.
But if they do chores around the house, I'm way cool about giving them $1 for that.
Right.
But for me, good grades is like, you get good grades because you're supposed to get good grades.
You just do it.
Really?
Right.
Yeah, you get a degree and you get an education just because.
Right.
That's just what you do.
Right.
That's the expectation in your house.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I think that that's okay to keep it that way, even though the other parents are doing something different.
Right.
Because I know that the kids that I grew up with, like my next door neighbor growing up, she got paid for grades. Like, she would make money on C's. I'm like, I'm getting grounded if I get C's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She would get like a certain level for like C's, B's, and A's and all this other kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, she, you know, eventually barely graduated high school and definitely didn't go to college. And you know what I'm saying? So
right.
Didn't really work out for them. And we were the household that when that was just the expectation.
You don't reward average, and C would be an average.
Right.
In my house.
Right. Now, I won't reward average. I will reward above average, all A's, things like that. Like real good. I mean, you know, I think they're still getting maybe satisfactory, unsatisfactory right now, but I would reward
A pluses.
I mean, nothing's average, anything like that. But I understand what you're saying, though, because I'm walking the fence on with that, you know? Mm-hmm. Because and another thing is, when I was raised like that, I've come to grow to think that it's just necessary to do hard work regardless of a payoff at all. Mm-hmm. But people that I know, they expect, it's like they have an expectation, you know, and I didn't have that growing up. So I want to try to instill that.
Yeah.
It's like a fine line. Though,
I
grew up getting rewarded for good stuff, but it wasn't, I mean, I didn't think about it, but I mean, it just made you strive harder to get those better grades. I didn't get paid for C's. Mm-hmm. I didn't get paid for D's. Expectations in my house were A's. So if you didn't get A's, then you didn't get rewarded. But if you got A's and you worked hard and you put forth the effort, it was kind of a nice thing to get something, seeing your parents really appreciate all the hard work you're doing.
How much did you get for an A?
It would be probably like $5, like not per A. It was probably just like $5, or they would just give me like a small little gift.
Really?
Like, it wasn't anything huge. It's not like $100 for a good report card. It's just something little and minute. But
mine was more that if I didn't get A's and B's, then I couldn't do anything extracurricular. So baseball was out of the equation.
Right.
So I got kicked off of my baseball team by my dad with 2 games left in the season, man.
Oh.
And we were in the playoff hunt.
Oh, no.
And we only had 10 dudes on the team. And one of the kids was sick, and he kicked me off the team because I got a C in art, and we had to forfeit the last 2 games of the season.
Art? How'd you get a C in art?
Dude, it was like, I didn't want anything to do with that kiln.
Art.
Come on, man.
Art's an easy A.
That's your own fault right there. It's art, man.
I would have yanked you from the team.
That's 8 kids coming to school on Monday. Like, we had to forfeit the game because of you.
If it was algebra, he would have understood. It was art. That's why you were in trouble.
Good morning, Lori. You're on Q100. Hey.
Hey there.
Hi.
I was just listening to you guys talk about, you know, paying and rewarding your children for making good grades.
Right.
You know, I really don't have a problem with that as long as the reward is reasonable. Mm-hmm. But when you think about it, as an adult, we are paid to perform. When we go to work, we don't go to do it for fun. We're paid to perform and to make a living.
But your grades are your payment.
I don't have any problem with that.
But to me, like, it would be the equivalent, like, if you're getting your master's degree, they're not paying you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But the grades are the payment. It's just payment isn't always in a dollar.
It's along the same lines of having Little League baseball games where there's no winner or no loser. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like...
Yeah, definitely.
It seems I don't think you should be rewarded for doing what you should be doing anyways. Like, you should be getting A's and B's.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I used to get the same thing Burt got. Like, if I didn't get A's and B's, then I got in trouble. So the I never got rewarded because the expectation was, dude, you're a smart kid.
Well, your reward was not getting in trouble.
Right. So it was the same way. I think it's the same way with when they don't let Little League teams win or lose. Like, there is going to be a winner and there is going to be a loser. You are going to do great or you're going to have a consequence.
Like, and it's also like you're getting the value of it for yourself. Mm-hmm. You're not doing it to get something that from the outside. You're doing it to build yourself up.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I'm getting paid for what I got in trouble for. I mean, because Controls Talking was always XX. I mean, I got unsatisfactory in Controls Talking throughout elementary school, and I'm getting paid today.
Right. Now so I'll get paid for this one day.
I'm getting rewarded
day.
For that. Yeah, yeah, that's what I told the teacher. I said, Miss Hudson,
one day,
this is going to be a value. And here I am.
And Hayden's getting too good of grades right now. That cost me too much money. And frankly, too cheap to go on that plan. Hey, Mary, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
You know, I always agree with Bert 99% of the time, but this is the 1%, Bert, that I just have to say.
So this is the 1% you're wrong, huh?
This is the 1% of the time that Bert is wrong.
All right, bring it on. Let's go.
I pay my son for A's, and the reason is because he's in high school, and if you pay for those A's, now, I mean, if that's an incentive to make them, instead of settling for the C or settling for the B just to graduate, for going for the A, and then at the end of the day, you have a scholarship or, you know, you have all of these opportunities that a higher GPA affords you, that's an investment to me. I mean, I feel like I'm investing in not having to pay for his college education thousands of dollars by giving him $10 for an A, and he likes it, and I'm happy because he brings home the A.
Now, why is that to you more acceptable than punishing him for C's?
Oh, well, the pay scale goes, he gets $10 for an A, and he gets $5 for a B, and he gets minus $5 for a C, so an A and a C would negate, you know, would make it come down to only $5. So he does not get paid for C's, and he gets money taken away for C's.
That didn't answer my question. My question was why wouldn't...
C is average.
No.
And a C is average. A child can graduate high school with a C. I mean, you tell a child, graduate from high school. And every child is not a scholar. Every child is not super hyper-intelligent, and every child is not going to bring home an A because some coursework is more difficult than others, and some subjects not that child's forte.
Well, like, here's where that's a level of expectation you're setting up for your kid, though.
Yeah, and here's where I think your plan is flawed, at least in my house. You'll be flawed that the payment is getting the scholarships to go to college. That is what he's earned. That's what he's working towards, not the $10.
Right, and he understands why I give him that extra incentive for the A's. He understands that I feel like it's an investment into his college education. And as far as chores, I don't pay him a dime because he needs to know that he has to keep his, you know, keep his butt clean and keep his environment clean, because when he's an adult, nobody's going to pay him for washing his dishes when he's in college or doing his laundry. He needs to do that because that's his responsibility. I'm not paying him for that.
But see, I'm on totally the other end of the fence on
that. That's a contradiction
of what, like, okay, I'm not going to pay him for chores because he needs to know when he grows up. People aren't going to pay him for chores. But I'm going to pay him for doing well because he needs to know when he grow up. Yeah, I don't know.
Have you started to pay the kids yet for the grades?
No, I haven't paid. I've rewarded them. Mm-hmm. And when I say pay, not just monetary money, I've rewarded them, taking them to a professional game, you know, things like that, so they can see the reward.
That's cool.
Or let them pick out.
Good.
I used to
get
them.
Good grades. We're going to the Hawks game on Friday night.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's more for daddy than it is.
Hey, The Bert Show. The Bert Show.
All right, I think we can cover a couple of different things here.
Okay.
I have put together for Josh for tomorrow's show the 9 best 911 calls of 2009.
Like, and the ones that are about ridiculous stuff?
Totally ridiculous stuff. And I think there might be a late entry. Jeff and I couldn't figure out if we have played this one before.
No, I think it just happened.
It's a brand new one?
Uh-huh. It was a call in California from a woman who has some hungry kids in the car, so you can understand her need to take care of business quickly. But when the Burger King doesn't make the bacon Western Ranch properly, she seeks help from the authorities.
Sheriff's Department, how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm over here. I'm over here at Burger King right here in San Clemente. No, not San Clemente. I'm sorry. I live in San Clemente. I'm in Laguna Niguel, I think. That's where I'm at. I'm at a drive-thru right now. I ordered my food 3 times. They're mopping the floor inside, and I understand they're busy. They're not even busy. Okay, I've been the only car here. I asked them 4 different times to make me a Western barbecue burger. Okay, they keep giving me a hamburger with lettuce, tomato, and cheese, onions. And I said, I'm not leaving. I want a Western burger because I just got my kids from Taekwondo. They're hungry. Wow. I'm on my way home, and I live in San Clemente. Okay, she gave me another hamburger. It's wrong. I said 4 times. I said, I want it. She goes, can you go out and park in front? I said, no. I want my hamburger right. So then the lady came to the manager, whoever she is, she came up and she said, do you want your money back? And I said, no, I want my hamburger. My kids are hungry and I have to jump on the toll freeway. I said, I am not leaving this spot. And I said, I will call the police because I want my Western burger done right. Now, is that so hard?
Okay, what exactly is it you want us to do for you?
I sent the officer down here. I want them to make me the right...
Ma'am, we're not going to go down there and enforce your Western bacon cheeseburger.
What am I supposed to do?
This is between you and the manager. We're not going to go enforce how to make a hamburger. That's not a criminal issue. There's nothing criminal.
So I just sit here and
You need to calmly and rationally speak to the manager and figure out what to do between you.
She did come up and I said, can I please have my Western burger? She wow. said, I'm not dealing with it. She walked away. Because they're mopping the floor and it's all full of suds and they don't want to run. They don't want to go through there.
Out of touch.
Ma'am, then I suggest you get your money back and go somewhere else. This is not a criminal issue. We can't go out there and make them make you a cheeseburger the way you want it.
Well, that you're supposed to be here to protect me.
A wrong cheeseburger?
Wow.
No, is this a harmful cheeseburger or something? I don't understand what you want us to do.
Just come down here. I'm not leaving.
No, ma'am, I'm not sending the deputies down there over a cheeseburger. You need to go in there and act like an adult and either get your money back and go home.
She is not acting like an adult herself. I'm sitting here in my car. I just want them to make my kids a Western burger.
Ma'am, this is what I suggest. I suggest you get your money back from the manager and you go on your way home.
Okay.
Okay? Bye-bye.
I love that.
What are we protecting you from? A wrongly made hamburger?
That is the most patient 911 worker in the history of 911 workers.
I love
workers.
It that she shot it to her straight, though.
Yeah.
I love that.
I think so many people, though, 911 is that because we had a friend that, I guess it was yesterday or Saturday, that Roswell Road was shut down in both directions because of the power lines down. So we had a friend that was in that traffic and had called to say, do you know what happened? So because the reports had not come out yet that Roswell Road was shut down in both directions. And the words that came out of her mouth were, well, you know what? I'm going to call 911. And I was like, no!
For what? Just to get like a traffic report on why?
Yes. And I was like, well, first of all, please don't let one of my friends be one of these 911 calls at Burke, you know, shows.
We end up playing it in a week.
Yes,
right. Yeah, can you tell me why the road's closed?
But it's one of those things that I think people automatically, when they're frustrated and they have nowhere else to go, it seems like 911 in their head is where they want to call.
I've called 911 a couple times, and every time I do call it, I question while I'm dialing it. I hope this is worthy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I've called it before. I've seen a car swerving like mad ones driving home late at night, and I'm like, that's...
I saw a guy falling asleep at the wheel when I was driving home from Florida. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, you could tell he was leaned over and trying to do the 10 and 2 and, like, lean his head forward.
Try the air conditioner on and the window down.
Awake. But he was in the left hand, you know, the far left lane, and was going so slow. I'm like, what is up with this guy or whatever? People were going around him, going around. And when I was on the side of him, I was like, oh, my God, that dude is falling asleep. And I had the thought, do I call 911? Do I...
I've never had to call 911 except when we were on this show. Remember when we called 911 and we got moved around on hold from one thing to the other
and
it made the news and all that? That's the only time I've ever had to dial that number.
Did y'all hear about what happened at the Zesto?
No.
That
nothing
is,
bad happens at the Zesto.
Right there is the most Southern thing I have ever said in my life.
Y'all hear whatever.
Y'all would hear what happened up at the Zesto.
The Zesto in Little Five Points?
In Little Five on Moreland.
Yeah.
So dudes rob the place, jump over the counter with guns, run in the back. They're robbing it, right? Mm-hmm. And 3 people witness the robbery. So 3 people call 911. 3 people get placed on hold.
No.
And are on hold the entire time the robbery is taking place.
No.
Yes, it happened Saturday night. WSB had
Wow.
video of this thing, and they interviewed the employees, and the employees were like, we saw people. We're like, oh, this, we're going to be okay. Like, because they call 911.
Wow. Did they get away with it?
Yeah, the guys are, dudes are gone. Oh, Rob went in the back, kicked in the office door, took all the cash or whatever they took, and gone.
Man. Hey, Liz, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Good morning. Hello.
First of all, I want to say I love you guys, and I've been out of town, so I've been missing you guys.
Glad you're
welcome
back.
Home.
Thank you. I'm glad to be home. Okay, now, listen, I've been telling my husband about this 911 phone call, and I hope that maybe one of y'all can remember this one.
Okay.
But it's a man, he's calling, instead of saying ambulance, he says, let me see if I can get it right. Oh, yes, I need a bambalance. Don't remember that?
The
I don't even know what the storyline was, but instead of saying ambulance, he says bambalance.
I do remember that, but familiar. I can't remember the context of the call.
Guys, if you can remember, Bert, put it on there because I want my husband to hear it. I mean, every time that I tell him about it, we both just crack up.
I'm looking through all the 911 calls that I have in the computer here, and there are so many.
I have it here.
McNuggets. We got emergency beer call.
I don't even
call.
Think it was that like a big emergency.
It may come up tomorrow because we're playing like nine of them tomorrow. There's a 911 Viagra call that we're probably going to play tomorrow. You guys remember that one? And there's a whole bunch of them. So it may just come back
I
up tomorrow.
Hope so. What time y'all playing it?
I don't know. You're assuming we've got a schedule.
Back to good old Bird Show.
Yeah.
Welcome home.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Get it? The Bird Show. This is The Bird Show.
Jen Hobby, what is The Bird Show's I'm Just Curious? Because this is becoming one of my favorite segments on the show.
It is pretty fun. It's when you're nosy about something, and you know it's none of your business to figure it out, but you're just curious. So you go and investigate, and you don't want to do it on your own time. You want us to do it for you, so you're not embarrassed about being nosy. So bring us your I'm Just Curious, and we'll figure it out for you.
So Julia here was telling us she lives in Woodstock. And it's one home there in Woodstock that just has been decorated so beautifully for years. And Julia, correct me if I'm getting any of this wrong. And just like a couple of days ago, it was gone. For 2 weeks, it's been up. And then over 24 hours, all the decorations down, right?
Every last thing, including the Christmas tree from inside the house, mm-hmm. is now leaning on the side of the house.
I mean, so within 24 hours, and how many years has this been going on now?
Oh, my gosh. I've been in the neighborhood for, like, 8. So, I mean, as long as I've been there.
Mm-hmm. You mean they don't do this every year for 8 years. It's just this is the first year that they've undecorated.
Right. They always have nice decorations.
Okay.
And this year, I mean, they really went all out, too. It's beautiful. And it's all gone.
Within 24 hours.
Yeah.
So we were speculating on what it could be. And producer Tracy here behind the scenes has been doing some research for you.
Yeah, and excuse me. Your neighbor, for whatever reason, was oddly annoyed at me for calling, like could not understand why anybody would be curious about this. I mean, it's not abnormal or anything. But apparently the husband in the house got a job. So the whole family, but he before them is moving to Europe. So he's moving like mid-December. So what they ended up doing, since he won't be home for Christmas and they're not going to see family over the next couple of years, they actually ended up having family come into town, and they celebrated Christmas, like did a big Christmas celebration the first weekend in December. And then, and then they were going to be going to Disney World. I guess that was one of the gifts that the kids got. So they were going to be going to Disney World, and then husband was taken off and going to Europe. And since the house is going on the market in January, they had to take the Christmas decorations down while he was still in town.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yes. And then I never would have figured that out.
And then mom and the kids are going to be spending the actual real Christmas in Florida with her mother.
So nice, Tracy. I mean, we got the whole lowdown on
maybe,
this. Dang.
Perhaps the reason they were so that maybe they were so annoyed because you wouldn't stop with the questions.
Like, and then what?
And
what
do you ask? I let you do it.
See, the reality of these things are always way. Well, this one's not even boring, though.
That's kind
of
cool.
It is cool.
I think in our head we all had thought recession, something happened to the house, they got laid off. But this
I thought
is
the kids got in trouble, so they canceled Christmas.
Right.
That's sweet, though, that they got to celebrate with everybody. But they could have left some decorations up for the rest of us.
That's funny.
All right, Julia, thank you for filling us in.
Thank you so much.
All right, if you have something you're just curious about, really, it's none of her business.
No.
It's none of Julia's business. Mm-mm. But you just would really like some answers, then email us, and we'll get producer Tracy on it. And it could be about anything. It could be a family member. It could be somebody in the office. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. If you're just curious and you just need to know, then email us.
It's The Burt Show.